So it's day one at South by Southwest. It's raining again, like last year, but never mind, we shouldn't complain. Texas needs the rain. So I'm in the W Hotel with two of the founders of, I guess, a piece of hardware that is one of the most, was one of the most successful funding things on Kickstarter. So you can tell I'm a bit jet lagged. I'm kind of rambling already. Anyway, I'm going to get these guys to introduce themselves.
I'm Oscar Kalmerum.
And I'm Martin Kallström.
From?
Memoro is the company.
So for those people who don't know what it is, do you want to just explain kind of what Memoro is and how you came to be doing what you're doing?
Memoro is a wearable life logging camera that is about 3 times 3 centimeters large, and you wear it as a clip on your clothes, and it takes 2 pictures a minute automatically. And these pictures you can then upload to our cloud servers and access through your smartphone apps.
And so, as I mentioned in my kind of rambling intro, you when you put the funding bid on Kickstarter, you got, was it 10 times the amount that you applied for?
Yeah, actually 11 times, but yeah.
Wow, okay. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. We were hoping to get like 200 users or something like that interested in the product, just to have like a sounding board for our thinking. Mm-hmm. And the amount of attention we got was just astounding from day one. So the goal was actually reached in like 5 hours or so the first day.
5 hours, that's really impressive. And why do you think it is? I mean, why do you think there's been such a kind of interest in this?
I think we were able to strike a timing where people actually see Memoro as something right on the edge of technology right now, and also on like on the usage patterns of the social web.
And so whereabouts are you with it now? I think is it due to come out April, is it?
Yeah, April is expected now. And we're really excited to get this out to our Kickstarter backers, who've been so helpful for us ever since the campaign started, giving us tons of invaluable feedback and helping us develop the product. So it'll be really exciting to see how it is received when we get it out.
But so, I mean, it must have been quite a challenge getting it from, you know, the idea in your head to, you know, a real thing. That's probably an understatement. So what's been the biggest issue or the biggest challenge for you?
I think the biggest challenge is that to build both hardware and software and actually apps as well. It's just such a long technology chain that needs to fit together. And just to have that happen, it becomes sort of a catch-up effect where you have nothing for months and months, just individual components, and then just now it's starting to come together and working together as it should.
And I guess just a couple of questions about the kind of the output, obviously the photos. So, I mean, do you get asked about kind of privacy issues? Obviously the fact that it's constantly taking photographs. Actually, how often does it take photographs?
2 per minute.
Okay.
No, by default. You can change that to a higher or lower frequency.
And so, I mean, is that something that, you know, this idea of kind of everybody constantly now is creating content and tagging people and all that sort of stuff, and sort of who owns that content and that data. I mean, is privacy something that you are concerned about or that people have asked about? Oh, quick coffee break.
Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, is privacy an issue, or is it just, you know, is it kind of to do with it's up to the user, you know, how they deal with that?
We're very, very conscious about making everything about the product with users' privacy in mind. And as a tech company, you always have the choice of not doing that and leaving all that responsibility to the user. But I wouldn't, that's not in my nature to run a business like that. Mm-hmm. So everything about the product must be very honest in a way, for example, that the product looks. We put a lot of effort into making a camera that presents itself as a camera and not hiding itself. Yeah. And it's just so much that goes into creating a product that, like, allows people to have respect for each other and so on. And that's really been top of mind when we developed the product.
Sure. So it's kind of April is your, hopefully, the time you'll be getting it out. And then is it available? I can't, because obviously I was an early backer and through Kickstarter. So is it also available to buy now or to pre-order? It is. And kind of how's that going? Are you getting kind of lots of orders?
Yeah, we are. So we had we've seen about $200,000 in pre-sales off of Memoto.com, mm-hmm. and which allowed us actually to meet the stretch goal we had, the last stretch goal from Kickstarter. So that's, we're super positive about that. Mm-hmm. We're able to, when we get the camera out, to immediately start working on a waterproof case, a wide-angle lens for the camera.
And a Wi-Fi dock, so you can charge the battery, charge the camera and upload the photos without having to connect it to a computer, but you can just drop it on this Wi-Fi dock instead. Wow. So we have some of these accessories coming out already this year.
And are there any, I mean, obviously the kind of, the concept of life logging has been around for a while now, and, you know, there's sort of various different forms of it, but, I mean, are there any other kind of companies doing something similar to Memoto, or are you sort of, you know, in this format, this kind of small wearable camera, are you guys the only ones that you know of?
As you say, life logging has been around and is increasingly important, or, you know, increasingly interesting for more and more people. Mm-hmm. And there are numbers of services and devices that sort of tap into that. But what we try to do is build a device that not only tracks your life, but adds something more to it with the help of the software that lets you make sense of this data, or photos in our case, and also is designed as an accessory, so you have the ability to tell something about yourself wearing it, and that's kind of unique to Memoto.
So, I mean, this is probably, I imagine that right now you're focused on getting the thing out and finishing it and all the rest of it, but what's the kind of future for Memoto? I mean, have you got ideas of kind of other products, or really now are you just focusing on this?
So it differs. We do both hardware and software. And on the hardware side, we have a very, very specific roadmap, vision of what we want to achieve. But on the software side, we really want to look at how people use the camera and what use cases that we should support. So on the hardware side, we know exactly what we want to do. But on the software side, we will look at what users are doing and have a conversation sort of with them on where they want the software to go. And because on the software side, the possibilities are just infinite in terms of what you can measure or how to make sense of the photos.
Just, I'll keep saying one final question, but the other thing that's quite interesting about this area is the kind of discussions around digital legacy. So if somebody is creating all this content and then, you know, tragically something happens to them, and kind of who owns that data and how they get access to it, and because that could be of huge value to somebody. Is that something you've thought about? And if so, how do you deal with that? It's a tricky one.
Yeah, we really want people to recognize that life logging is something that could have an impact for future generations. And we want even to put into our quick start guide to make the first day you use Memoto something really remarkable and rememberable, because that's probably the first day that your like future grandchildren are going to look up if they get access to your diary, your Memoto journal.
So don't just like go grocery shopping or something, right? Excellent. So, well, enjoy South by Southwest. Is this the first time you guys have been here?
Yeah, it is.
And how are you finding it?
So far, fantastic. It's super, you know, a lot of people and a lot of interesting people to meet, and it seems like a good vibe in the city.
Excellent. Thank you.